this email address first cropped up in a press release from the governor's office last Friday, but it didn't really get a lot of attention or pick up steam until Governor Youngkin started talking about it yesterday and the various ways in which it might be used. And he really seemed to sort of talk about it in a twofold fashion, you know, for parents to report instances where they thought that there were racially divisive topics being used in the classroom. And then secondarily, for parents who were upset about the mask situation in their school district to email in about that. He used an example of something that he would expect to hear from parents on, and that was this story we recently covered, and I believe you did too, about the privilege bingo game that was being used as a school activity in Fairfax County. He spotlighted that as exactly the kind of thing that his office wanted to hear about. Now, depending on your perspective, there are a number of parents who are already sending in their emails, and the parents I spoke to today are those who sent their kids to school without masks in school districts that still have mask requirements, and some of their kids were separated from the other students. So they have taken full advantage quickly to send in their complaints about how they think their children's fundamental rights, as the governor put it, have been violated. I haven't heard from any parents yet who have used it to complain about lessons in the classroom.
Julie, based on your reporting and your extensive experience in Northern Virginia and throughout the Commonwealth, I wonder how you would size up these opening weeks of the Youngkin era. He has clearly roiled Richmond and the rest of the state. I guess that would be good or bad, depending on one's political perspective.
I think for Youngkin supporters, they are thrilled with what they have seen in the opening week, starting with his inauguration and those many executive orders that he signed within hours afterward. You know, he is doing exactly what he promised he would do during his campaign. And, you know, there shouldn't be a whole lot of surprise about that. But yeah, as you said, there has been a lot of confusion and chaos created about the way that he has approached the masking situation and the fact that executive order directly conflicts with what a lot of school district policies are. So that certainly created a lot of pushback and a lot of ill will among people who are not necessarily Youngkin supporters and possibly even parents in those school districts who think now is not the time to make that kind of a change.
You look at Youngkin's corporate experience before being elected governor, and he may have been in many situations where he said, here's the order in this company, now carry it out. Do you think he's in for a bit of a rude awakening in Richmond with Democratic pushback on some things?
It's going to be interesting. And I think it's also interesting to see the people that he's installed in his cabinet, a lot of them government outsiders, a lot of them with business experience, too. So clearly he thinks that he's going to be able to sort of take that business-like approach and take an aggressive approach to getting things done. But he also knows full well that very few of his initiatives are going to fly without getting some buy-in in the Democratic Senate. And so that's going to be the challenge. I mean, he's made a point of saying that he is reaching out to some of these Democratic senators, and he thinks he can find some common ground. And of course, he really only needs to pick off one or two of them to get some things done. But Democrats have been very firm in saying they plan to be a brick wall with a lot of these initiatives that he wants to push through.